Hello and welcome. This is Joe from Ottawa's Own News Magazine with an Average Joe's perspective on your local and state news. Every Sunday at 5, we'll bring you the top, dropped, and most circulated news and events. The first article I'd like to bring you is by the Center Square. Illinois unemployment down a bit, still higher than the national average. The number of people looking for work in Illinois fell a bit last month, but the state still has a higher unemployment rate than the rest of the country. The state's Department of Employment Security last week said that the unemployment rate fell from 4.4% in May to 4.3% in June. Spokesperson Sam Celestro says the state added just over 11,000 jobs in the month. Summer hirings at seasonal hotspots and a round of government hiring led the way. "We like to look at 3 months of trends when we talk about these things," Celestro said, "and we've seen the most growth in leisure and hospitality and professional business services. Construction jobs fell by about 900, but the state did add 1,200 trade, transportation, and utility jobs. In June, we saw job growth remain pretty strong in Illinois," Celestro said. "We've seen a couple of months now here in a row with pretty strong job growth. Our overall numbers for the year are pretty good. Illinois added just 80,000 jobs since June of last year, and the unemployment rate has remained flat at about 4.4-4.3% since 2018. The national unemployment rate hit 3.7% in June. That's down from 4% a year ago. Next article I have is by the Center Square as well. Illinois congressman: farmers are desperate for a North American trade deal. As trade talks dredge on, Illinois senior Republican House member says farmers in his district are pushing for the federal government to move on a deal with Mexico and Canada, but he suspects politics are getting in the way. The agricultural community has been pushing Washington to hammer out a successor to the North American Free Trade Agreement since the Trump administration officials said they're seeking a better deal for the U.S. Southern Illinois Rep. John Schmickes, Republican from Collinsville, recently toured his district speaking to farmers, who he says are rightly stressed about the poor crop conditions. But they're also pushing him and others to move forward with the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. Democrats, Schmickes suggested, are slowly walking the deal because they're reluctant to give Trump any kind of political win. The Democrat Party so much despises the president that they do not want to give him a victory at the expense of American farmers, he said. Vice President Mike Pence told a crowd in Iowa Tuesday that the USMCA needs to be voted on. "We've got to have trade deals that put American jobs and American workers first," he said. "Iowa and America need the Congress of the United States to pass the largest trade deal in American history. The time has come for Congress to pass the USMCA." Democrats have been tight-lipped about their progress on the deal, but are meeting with Trump trade officials later this week, according to the news release from the House Ways and Means Committee. The next article I have for you is by Ethan Kruger from WCMY. Former Ottawa high school wrestling coach pleads guilty to sexual assault. 23-year-old Alex Fuentes of Marcells is taking a 3-year prison sentence in exchange for a plea on Thursday. Fuentes was accused in December of last year for having sexual contact with a 15-year-old at Ottawa High School. He's been in custody since then. Prosecutor Matt Kidder says Fuentes will get day-for-day good behavior time off and will need to register as a sex offender. Fuentes has already spent 223 days in the LaSalle County Jail. He also must pay $1,100 in fines. Next article I have for you is by WGN News. Girl beaten by teens in video may have been sexually assaulted. Chicago police are investigating after a video surfaced of a 15-year-old girl with disabilities being beaten by a group of teens. The video began circulating on social media Monday, but Chicago police said the girl was missing for 5 days before the police were contacted. Police said the girl may have also been sexually assaulted while she was missing. The girl was located Tuesday night and taken to the hospital where she was treated and released. She went home with her father. Community activist Stringer Harris, who spoke with the media before a police news conference Wednesday, identified the people who attacked the girl as six teens, five girls and one boy between the ages of 15 and 18 who were her so-called friends. Police did not confirm this information. Harris also said the girl suffers from a mental illness. Activist Andrew Holmes is working with police to find the attackers. He said, "They know who they are, but it's just a matter of locating them." There were reports that some of the attackers have been receiving death threats online. At least one of them had posted an apology to the girl. Next article I have for you is an op-ed by the Center Square. Is powerful House Speaker Michael Madigan the target of an FBI investigation into political corruption in Illinois? The feds won't say, of course, but it sure feels like he's a person of interest at the least. A series of recent events indicate that a heck of a lot of smoke is around Madigan, if not a full-on raging fire. Madigan's home or offices haven't been raided, but FBI agents executed search warrants at the homes of three of his closest allies in recent months. On Wednesday, the Chicago Tribune reported that federal agents are investigating $10,000 in checks that lobbyists with Illinois energy giant ComEd sent to one of the Madigan allies whose home was recently raided. If nothing else, the federal government appears interested in understanding Madigan's political operation. As you would imagine, with federal-level investigation, there's a lot of moving parts and separate pieces to this matter. Here's what we know. Federal agents in May searched the home of former Springfield lobbyist Mike McLean, former Madigan political operative Kevin Quinn, and former Chicago alderman Michael Zalewski. Each man has had a close relationship with and political ties to the powerful House Speaker. McLean served with Madigan in the House in the 1970s and 1980s before becoming a lobbyist for ComEd and others. The Tribune's Wednesday story said that the check under the investigation were sent by McLean and four other ComEd lobbyists to Quinn, who was forced to resign from Madigan's political operation in 2018 after a campaign worker went public with the sexual harassment allegations against him. The Tribune story also quoted a law enforcement source as saying that in the search of Zalewski's home, agents were seeking records of communications among Madigan, McLean, and Zalewski related to attempts to get ComEd lobbying work for Zalewski after he retired in 2018. The state legislature in 2016 approved rate hikes on Illinois electricity consumers to help bail out one of the two nuclear plants owned by ComEd's parent company, Exelon. McLean and Madigan helped get the Exelon bailout passed. ComEd says it's cooperating with the federal investigation, but it's not commenting any further. In another FBI investigation, or maybe it's part of the same investigation, or one that led to the other, we don't know yet. Longtime Alderman Ed Burke was charged with attempted extortion after he allegedly tried to shake down a restaurant owner to get businesses for his law firm, which specializes in property tax appeals. As part of that probe, court documents revealed that Madigan was secretly recorded by the FBI pitching his services to a developer who wanted to build a hotel in Chinatown. In addition to leading the state Democratic Party and being House Speaker for all but 2 years since 1983, Madigan also is a property tax attorney. The Chicago Sun-Times reported last week that Madigan has spent more than $450,000 this year on legal bills from his campaign fund. It's a lot of money on lawyers. As his legal bills mount, Madigan also collected more than $750,000 in campaign contributions in recent weeks from fellow Democratic lawmakers, according to the Chicago Sun-Times report. Is he expecting his legal bills to continue to climb? Madigan has not yet been implicated and or charged with any crime, but the recent revelations indicate he might be a target of an ongoing criminal investigation. The next article I have for you is by the Associated Press. The Illinois National Guard is set to deploy about 400 soldiers to Afghanistan in what officials say is the largest mobilization of guardsmen and women from the state in nearly a decade. The Chicago Tribune reports that members of the 178th Infantry Regiment, that's headquartered on the Chicago South Side and has companies from as far away as Peoria area, will start leaving this weekend to start a year-long deployment to Afghanistan in support of Operation Freedom Sentinel. The soldiers will first go to Fort Bliss in Texas before heading to Afghanistan about the time of the country's planned presidential election on September 28th. The number of U.S. troops in Afghanistan has dropped in the past decade, but there's still 14,000 U.S. servicemen and women there. The next event we have for you is the River Bend Food Bank and the Community Food Basket of Ottawa are teaming up to bring a mobile food pantry to the Ottawa's area on the first Saturday of every month. The next one will be August 3rd. The event will take place at the Southtown Mall. Registration begins at 9:30 a.m. The last sign-in will be at 11:30 a.m. Food distribution begins at 10 a.m. Please do not arrive before 9:15 a.m. Distribution will be indoors. Please bring your own boxes or bags. Laundry baskets are great for the mobile food pantry. Be prepared to wait as the process can take up to 2 hours. Additionally, the Community Food Basket has partnered with NCAT to provide free transportation within the city of Ottawa to your mobile monthly pantry events. There's more information on our website if you want to take a look. This is an open event for all who are in need of food assistance. You do not need to be a client of the Community Food Basket or reside in our service area. If you have questions about this or any event, please feel free to call us at 815-431-0155 or message the page. The links are on our Facebook page. The next article I have for you is by WCMY. Marseilles land swap complete. Marseilles Mayor Jim Hollenbeck says a land swap deal with Nucor, also called Independence Tube, is done. The city is trading some land north of Broadway for a piece of property just west of Nucor's campus. Mayor Jim Hollenbeck wants to put a boat launch and a small park there. The city is trying for an Illinois Department of Natural Resources grant to pay for it. Having a boat launch on the north side of the Illinois River could be beneficial for the Marseilles Fire Department. Currently, the department has to go to the Illini State Park on the south side of the river to launch boat rescues. And that's a wrap on this week's top dropped and most circulated news and events. Like to make a quick shout out to the West Cook Band for allowing me to use their song, I Stand for the Flag. Thank you for joining me on Ottawa's Own News Magazine for local and state news. We will see everyone next Sunday at 5 p.m. Have a great week. Like a red, white, and blue. Might be a little bit different, but we're all